This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Didier Nicholas.
Hello, everybody. My name is Didier Nicholas. Welcome to our Good Neighbor Podcast. And I'm excited to bring to you Kevin Boulding. And he runs YMCA of Central Florida. And we're excited to get a little bit of knowledge and gain knowledge from him about what he actually does with the YMCA of Central Florida. And Kevin, welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me. You've got great lead-in music. You want to just keep listening to it.
Oh, absolutely. So welcome. We're excited that you can join the podcast, and just wanted to tell our listeners about what you actually do.
Well, it's a big question. So my daughter would say not a lot. My daughter would say I just do a lot of busy work. But, you know, I am the president and CEO for the YMCA of Central Florida. Have been here in Central Florida for the last 2.5 years. I've been in the Y now for coming up on 30.
Wow.
But the Y has been a wonderful organization for me and my family over all of this time. And, you know, when you talk about what do, it's the Y changes communities. The Y impacts communities. And how we do that in every community is completely different. There's no cookie cutter design to a Y. There's no cookie cutter program alignment that happens. We try to make sure that our programs are designed to the needs of a community. So whether that be for infants or toddlers or young adults or seniors and everybody else all in between, whether that be from mindfulness programming or programming for the group exercise and all of that that people already know about, all of that would be included as well. But we just try to make sure that the Y can be open and accessible to all. And that's really what it comes down to.
So basically, you guys have a lot of different services for everyone.
We have services for everyone. And that's always at times been kind of like the blessing and the curse of YMCAs. You know, people want to know that, hey, at this business, I can go there for this, or at this business, I can go there for that. For the Y, it's a little bit of everything. So like I said, once again, whether it's, you know, young adults or even prenatal programs that we would have like in our pools, we ran a program at our Oviedo YMCA in partnership with another organization, a program called Ending Well, helping people to understand how to transition and what they might do from a financial planning standpoint. So literally everything across the lifespan, YMCAs try to find ways to make an impact in their different communities.
Wow. So you're very diversified. And I like how you said that, you know, going back, Ending Well, you know, offering financial advice or services to your members.
Correct.
That's a great takeaway. So what are some of the myths or misconceptions that you kind of want to share or people don't realize about the YMCA?
I would say one of the things that we hear about all the time is people say, I didn't know the Y was a nonprofit. And, you know, I've been in the Y for 30 years now or just about. And there's never been a day when I've sat back at an organization and said, man, we just have so much money to deal with around here. I just don't know what we're going to do. YMCAs are nonprofit entities that are set up to give back to their local communities. You know, as any other business, we all have to make money in order to keep our businesses alive. But for us, we strive to make sure that the dollars that we make, we can reinvest them back in our local communities. And so I would say that's of 3 decades of stuff that I always hear that people are always kind of amazed at. We are a nonprofit. The second piece that I would say is just kind of revisiting. There is no one cookie cutter design. There's so much that happens in different ways, and they look different in every community. One of the things, number three, that I would say, the YMCA has not just a nationwide presence, but has an international presence. There are YMCAs all across the world. We are nearly 180 years old right now. Wow. In many local communities, we are the if we are not the longest serving nonprofit in the community, we're one of the longest serving nonprofits in the community. Nonprofits or YMCAs in the United States have been here since 1851, starting in Boston and in many other major communities starting immediately after that. And so we've been around here for 150 plus years. So this is not new work for us. We've been always striving to find new and creative ways to help our community.
And you're always, I'm assuming that you guys are always reinventing or trying to stay abreast to what's going on, you know, in your industry, right? Always staying
constantly. And the biggest impetus for that was the pandemic. You know, we've all had to figure out how we're going to operate better, differently, stronger, all of that coming out of pandemic. It was a huge shock to YMCAs. Many of us are continuing to rebuild. Our YMCA is continuing to rebuild from that point in time. But we're always trying to reinvent ourselves. You know, I don't think there's any product that's been on the market that has been the same for 100 years.
No, that's a true statement.
Right. And even the most reliable brands that we've known over decades and generations, mm-hmm. they've had to evolve. So for us, we continue to try to evolve also. There are people who would say that what they know about the Y is that song. We are so much more than that song. And but yeah, we are constantly evolving to the needs of our local communities. Oh, don't make me sing that song. No, you're warming up. You don't play the track.
Yeah, I was about to go there, but that's all good. So, you know, everybody is so busy. We're all busy in our day-to-day, you know, business and activities. So what are some of the things you like to do for fun?
Not enough. So I'm a West Sider also. So we live on the Winter Garden, Oakland line. And we're right off of West Orange Trail. So I just love being on the trail. It's a quiet space for me. I'm kind of boring. I just like yard work. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but if I can get in my yard and just get a few things planted and pull up some weeds, it's brainless work. So I love that.
Well, it's therapeutic as well.
It's completely therapeutic for me. I really need it. And then here's my secret. Don't tell anybody this part. So my other secret is my workouts are normally in my garage, not because our whys aren't great, not because we don't do great stuff. But when you're a YMCA professional, it's hard to disconnect what we live and breathe every day with what we do on our personal time. And so a lot of times I'm in my sweaty garage on a treadmill because it just allows me an opportunity to disconnect from the work that I do every day.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Well stated. So we're wrapping this up. What is one thing that you want to leave our listeners with? Something that really stands out that you hear on a regular basis that you think it's very important. All the things that you said have been important, but is there one thing that really stands out?
The one thing I would say is our YMCAs are only as strong as the communities and the ability for people to pour back into them. I would not be doing my job as a nonprofit leader if we didn't always give people an invitation to be involved and engage more. I send out a monthly, I hate to call it newsletter, but for lack of a better word, I'll call it a newsletter. And then our last one, I call it First Friday. I encouraged people. It was called Help Wanted, but I encourage people to invest time back into their local YMCAs. We send this out to 80-something thousand households, and the number of people, or 80,000 people or so, mm-hmm. and the number of people who responded saying, "I want to help. Just let me know where." When people lean back into their local Ys, it makes a difference. So whether that's as a program volunteer and helping to coach a little league team, or helping from a governance standpoint on our local board, our communities are only as strong as the entities that we invest in. And you know, there's all the other stuff. Yes, great programs, lots of wonderful things going on, but we always want people to know that that the Y is you.
Oh, I like that. We all want people to know that the why is you. That's awesome, man. So as we wrap up here, can you give our listeners an opportunity or a phone number of how they can get a hold of you, your website?
Yeah, I would say the website is going to be the best way. It is ymcacf.org. On there, you'll find everything related to membership, all of our programs, everything that we do in the community from a philanthropic standpoint, history, all of that will be available on our website.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for spending time with us and allowing us to our listeners to learn a little bit about what you do for the YMCA of Central Florida. And hopefully we can chat again here in the near future.
Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpwindermere.com. That's gnpwindermere.com. Or call 407-783-8320.